Good morning, Word and Life. Welcome to our sixth week of this winter 2020 season. 6 weeks we've been doing this already. Now let's look at our cell phones. Make sure that they're off or in the mute position. And welcome to our newcomers. We have several newcomers today, one of which was a polling worker. She came in to do the election. She's gone on her way. But if you are new, we have the bathrooms are right over here. The restrooms are near the large door in the back corner. We've got some short announcements. And let me take a little survey. How many people read the updates that are sent every week? Oh, you do. Thank you. And how many people go to the website or listen to, if you weren't here, listen to the website? Any people do that? And this week, Tom Heck, our engineer guru here, even put on, yes, thank you, Tom Heck. He even put a link this week to Steve Jacobson's famous Rembrandt etching. You got that on the Rembrandt, yeah, you got it. And he had zooming technology on there that you could zoom in and see the picture. We're very grateful to you, Tom. On that note, if anybody has knowledge of the audiovisual world that Tom has, and we are looking for a backup for Tom in case he can't be here. Like his wife, dear wife, Anne came this morning and set up the name tags but didn't feel well, so she had to go home. If there's any time that Tom doesn't feel well, we are in trouble here. So if anybody thinks that they would like to or maybe already have some audiovisual skills or at least would like to tackle learning them from Tom, please come and tell us and talk to Tom. Okay, Tom? Yeah. All right, there's some new books on the book exchange table each week, and the current event table is current, including the Santa Barbara Independent newspaper. And I brought the newspaper from the news press yesterday because my grandson has a big picture up there. He plays with the Bishop Cardinals, and they won the semifinals. So they found, yeah. So I brought it. Okay, now let's get on to the morning. Sit back, Christine. Let's take a few breaths. And Christine is going to lead us in a very, very short one, the shortened Be Still chant.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be.
Amen. Now, a short introduction for our speaker. Michael Carnley has over 35 years' experience working in palliative care and hospice. He graduated from the University College in Cork in Dublin. Cork in Ireland. Cork, Ireland. And he trained to work at St. Christopher's Hospice in London with the pioneer of modern hospice movement. Her name is Dame Cicely Saunders. He later worked at St. Thomas Hospital in London as a research fellow and as a medical director at Our Lady's Hospice and at the Palliative Care Consultation Service in St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin. He's been interested in combining medical treatment with approaches that enhance the innate healing of the individual, and he's written two books which explore these issues. In 2009, he was a lead author of an article on self-care physicians working at the end of life. He published this book, this little gem of a book called The Nest in the Stream, Lessons from Nature on Being with Pain. He published that in 2018. It offers a new spiritual model of self-care and resilience. Unless you think that Dr. Carney is all doctor, he has reached the apex of his career in that profession. If you or your loved ones need help with pain management or the end of care life, he's your guy. Now let me add a bit about Michael the searcher. I don't think I told you this. All right. We are just, Michael and we are alike. Since being born in Ireland, a cradle Catholic, he's expanded his study of Buddhism, traveling to Dharamsala to visit the Dalai Lama, becoming dear friends with Joanna Macy, who's a Buddhist scholar. He attends a weekly sweat lodge ceremony at an Indian reservation, and he's walked the Camino de Santiago, leading nature meditation weekends at the Casa de Maria, and holding meditation workshops on monthly Wednesday evenings at the Unitarian Church. We welcome the evolution of Dr. Michael and Searcher Michael as one of us. Let's stand and give him our blessing. Now we give you a blessing.
We bless you as you share with us spirit, life, and insight. We welcome you with joy.
All right.